What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti of Panthers Wire hitting you guys back up here on another Victory Monday for the Carolina Panthers, the fifth one of the season. The Carolina Panthers now at 5-2 after their big victory, very impressive victory, 36-21 over the Baltimore Ravens. A very, very good showing by the Panthers, both on offense and on defense. Started slow. Again, you know, another week that it was a little bit of a slow start, but luckily this time the slow start didn't last very long. It only took the Panthers about half of the first quarter to actually wake up. Once the Ravens drove the field on that first drive that lasted a little over 7 minutes, resulting in a touchdown. After that, it was pretty much all Carolina. 20 unanswered points after the Ravens' first touchdown. It was 27, actually, I believe. I think it was 27-7 at one point before the Panthers before the Ravens finally scored another point. Yeah, at one point, because it was 24-7 going to the half, and then they added another field goal in the third quarter to make it 27-7. So just an overall outstanding performance on both sides of the ball. We'll get into that in a little bit. Of course, as always, Locked On Panthers brought to you by our great sponsors over at MyBookie, Vivid Seats, and LoKI Swap, and as well as Blue Chew. A lot of great sponsors. I want to give them a shout out, especially MyBookie. By the way, I had a very good week this week in terms of picking the games. Don't think I was as good picking against the spread, but in terms of straight up, so far I'm perfect, actually, as amazing as that sounds. I'm going to enjoy that because it's probably never going to happen again. So I'm going to savor that moment for sure. But MyBookie, of course, the great sponsor here at Locked On Network. Of course, you can try yourself to pick the games if you want to and win a little bit of money. And if you do so, use the promo code Locked On. And if you wait till after 7 p.m., use the promo code Locked On 25 to get $25 extra on deposits of $100 or more. Of course, they will match your deposit up to $1,000 using the promo code Locked On. But because they want to give you the best service possible, they are offering you the extra $25 in free play on deposits of over $100 after 7 p.m. Eastern time if you use the promo code LOCKEDON25. So again, go check out our great friends over at MyBookie and use the promo code LOCKEDON25 after 7 p.m. to get $25 off, or $25 in free play, and enjoy the great service they have, the over-unders, the over-unders on fantasy points, the great player perks, and remember, they pay you in a timely fashion. It's like they say, you play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie, so go check them out. But in terms of the game, talk about playing and winning, that's certainly what the Carolina Panthers did. First, we'll run through the stats real quick. Cam Newton, another impressive performance, 21 of 29, 219 yards, two touchdowns, his sixth straight game with at least two touchdown passes, as he's just continuing to operate this offense so efficiently. You know, you have to love the way that he and Norv Turner are gelling together and really making this offense go. Just the way that he's been spreading the ball around, you know, and then I kind of talked about this because I was actually fortunate enough to join Matt Williamson again on the Locked On NFL podcast. So a big shout out to Matt for inviting me on again for the second week in a row. Really appreciate it. And something I talked about with him was just how impressive it has been so far that... Or let me kind of start that over. It's been really fun to watch how Cam Newton has really spread the ball around in this offense. It's not just focusing on Christian McCaffrey, and it's not just focusing on Devin Funchess or even Greg Olsen. It's everybody getting involved. You know, like Greg Olsen got his, of course. He had 4 catches, 56 yards and a touchdown. Devin Funchess, 3 catches, 27 yards. McCaffrey, 4 catches, 11 yards, 1 touchdown. But a lot of receivers are getting involved. I mean, 8 different Panthers receivers were targeted, and 7 different receivers had at least 1 catch, including the leader of the bunch was actually the rookie, DJ Moore, and I'll talk about him in a little bit. I'll just run through the receiving numbers real quick. DJ Moore, 5 for 90. Greg Olsen, again, 4 for 56 and 1. Samuel, 3 for 28. Funchess, 3 for 27. Ian Thomas, 1 for 15. McCaffrey, 4 for 11 in the touchdown. And Jairus Wright, 2 for 5. And with the rushing, Cam Newton led the way there again. 10 carries, 52 yards and a touchdown. McCaffrey, 14 for 45 and a touch. DJ Moore, 2 carries for 39, and CJ Anderson got 5 carries for 20 yards. So, I mean, a lot of people, especially, and, you know, the CJ Anderson thing, too, is interesting because, of course, you know, there's been a little bit of speculation with is he going to get traded at the trade deadline? And, I mean, the trade deadline is still coming, so you're probably still going to have that talk, but you can see that he is still kind of involved a little bit in the offense. Not obviously not a whole lot, but sprinkling him a little bit in there to kind of give McCaffrey a little bit of a breather. So he's still involved somewhat, but obviously this is still the Christian McCaffrey show, at least in the backfield. And the nice thing with McCaffrey is he bailed out the Panthers on a couple of plays. You know, there were three plays I can think of. Two were those batted passes. The one was the touchdown. One of those batted passes, I should say, because the Panthers, if you recall, are down near the goal line. Newton is intending a pass for Devin Funchess. It actually gets tipped at the line of scrimmage, I believe, by one of the Ravens defenders, and actually falls right into the hands of Christian McCaffrey, who ends up in the end zone. And Cam Newton just kind of shrugs his shoulders like, just one of those, like, hey, they, you know, what are you going to do there? Like, you know, it's almost like you're pleasantly surprised that something like that happened. And, you know, obviously this was, that was pretty fun. And just looking back, I believe that was the third touchdown, because it was tipped by Eric Weddle and ended up landing in the hands of Christian McCaffrey, who ran it in for a 6-yard touchdown. That put the Panthers up 21-7. So, and then there was another play late in the first half. Similar situation with the ball being tipped, and McCaffrey ended up catching the ball. He ended up going out of bounds. This is when the Panthers were driving on that final drive of the first half, and it at least stopped the clock. It lost a few yards, but it at least stopped the clock, so they're able to save their timeout. That drive, of course, eventually led to the field goal, and what was a weird series of events, if you recall. The Panthers are just outside the field. I think they said it would have been about a 62-yard field goal if they wanted to attempt from kind of where they were. And, I mean, we know Graham Gagneau can hit a 62-yarder, but they ended up, it was like a whole mess of things. At first it seemed like it was intentional, but I believe they said they felt it was actually not intentional, the delay of game penalty. And then all of a sudden, Taylor Heinicke comes out, and it's not even a Hail Mary. You know, the defense is pretty much cleared out because you have all the receivers, but then here's Greg Olsen, like, right on the left side, wide open, so Heinicke dumps it to him, and Olsen's able to gain a few yards, get out of bounds, stop the clock, because that was with 5 seconds left at the start of the play, and Olsen's able to get out of bounds with 2 seconds left, setting up a closer field goal, which Gano, of course, nailed, which put the Panthers up 24-7 at the half. Heinicke was asked about that play, and he said, quote, "Oh my God, it was chaotic. Scott," as in Scott Turner, the quarterback's coach, "and Rivera just look at me real quick and go swing it. I look at the play clock, and there's only 15 seconds. I'm like, shit. I snap, I look up, and I see 8 guys running at me. I just hear Gio screaming." And then, so I mean, that was... It was just a weird sequence of events. But obviously, it all worked out in the Panthers' favor because they got 3 points out of it. So it put them up 3 possessions. You know, it just kind of solidified what was an excellent first down. And kind of getting back to where I was before I move on, the Christian McCaffrey, the one other Christian McCaffrey play was his first touchdown, in which you had I believe that was the play. I know there was one play that he basically ran into the back of one of his linemen and bounced it to the outside. I think it was that play, and you know, he tried running it up the middle, runs, I believe, into the back of Van Roten, bounces it outside and finds the end zone. So, I mean, a lot of good plays, but a lot of lucky plays as well for Christian McCaffrey and the Panthers. But hey, sometimes you need a little bit of luck to get you through, and it certainly helped the Panthers in this case. So we'll take a minute, come back, talk a little bit more about this game, including who I thought was one of the big stars of this game, DJ Moore. We'll get into that in a minute, but first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors over at BlueChew.com. Hey guys, remember when you were always ready to go? Those good old days when you had that confidence, you were ready to go, but it just wasn't happening? Well, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue, B-L-U-E, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. So listen up, because we got a special deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, one word. All you have to do is pay $5 in shipping, and that's it. So again, BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Try it for free. It's the better, the cheaper, and the faster choice. And we thank them so much for sponsoring the podcast and the Locked On Network. And also want to give a shout out to our friends at Vivid Seats. I'm like you. You know, I love a night out every so often. Maybe you guys went out to see a good show with over the Halloween weekend or whatever the case may be. And, you know, sometimes you want to save a little bit of money as well when doing so. Well, here's your chance to save some money. Get a great price on tickets to your favorite concert or sporting event, whatever the case may be, with Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort them by price, or you can look for seats in the section and row of your choice. And to make things even better, Vivid Seats is offering new customers an exclusive promo code to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. All you have to do is go to the Apple Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, and use the promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app, enter the promo code LOCKEDON, and get $20 off your orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Make memories that last a lifetime, and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. So let's continue talking about this excellent win, and let's talk about our buddy DJ Moore, who, like I said before the break, I think he was one of the stars, if not the star of the show. It was actually a career day for him with five catches. First time this season he's had five catches and 90 yards. That's also a career high in terms of single season or single game receiving yardage. I believe his previous high was like 40-some. So five catches, 90 yards, also two carries for 39 yards. So almost 130 total yards for DJ Moore in this one. And the interesting thing, of course, is that it comes against the team that plays in the state where Moore played his college ball. Obviously, he played at Maryland. They were playing the Baltimore Ravens, Baltimore, Maryland. The only thing that would have made this more fitting if this game was in Baltimore, but it was not. But, you know, just as good playing at home in front of the Panthers crowd, making this kind of your career game. And you saw the big playability. You know, you saw Moore kind of be all over the field. So you're starting to see more of the flashes of what DJ Moore can be, what kind of receiver he can be in this offense. And it just can, you know, he continues to grow, and you can start to see Cam Newton put more faith in him, put more trust in him, which is, you know, certainly very nice to see. He was one of the, in fact, he also tied Christian McCaffrey with six targets. And again, hauling in five of them. And again, they were kind of all over the field. So, you know, really impressed with the performance that DJ Moore had. Now we just got to get him into the end zone. But nonetheless, you know, this is kind of his breaking out party. And again, seeing all these receivers get involved is really nice to see, you know, as in terms of, like I said, spreading the ball around and opening up the offense. Because I think, and this is another thing I talked about too with Matt on Locked On NFL, is that, you know, Norv Turner has done an excellent job meshing old school with new school. And what I mean by that is, you know, we discussed Norv Turner at the time of the signing, or at the time of the hiring, I should say, you know, at points during the offseason, in terms of he had never really worked with a quarterback the caliber of Cam Newton, or in other words, like the mobility factor of Cam Newton. He had always kind of worked with, you know, your classic drop back, stay in the pocket type quarterback. You know, we know him obviously with his time with Philip Rivers when he was head coach of the Chargers. You know, Troy Aikman when he was the offensive coordinator of the Cowboys. You know, but he never really had such a mobile quarterback like he does now with Cam Newton. And the way he's been able to incorporate his offense and his schemes with the skill set of Cam Newton and kind of blend everything together has given you the product that you see now and the effectiveness that you see now in terms of, you know, how effective this offense can be. I mean, you kind of saw today was like a perfect example of what this offense can be and how kind of explosive it can be, how dominant it can be, you know, because there's not many teams in the league right now, especially in the NFC, that have the group of talent and the group of skill players that the Carolina Panthers have. You know, I said it last week with Matt, and I'm still saying it today. I even wrote it in the piece I wrote for Panthers Wire after the game, that you can make the argument that the Panthers are the third best team in the NFC right now, behind the Rams and the Saints. And, you know, again, the Rams are in a class of their own. You know, they were in a dogfight Sunday, if you're listening to this on Monday, recording this on Sunday. But they were in a dogfight this week with the Packers, but ended up getting the victory within what was almost like a road game for them. You know, if you heard how kind of pro-Packers crowd that it was out there in L.A., you would have thought they were playing in Green Bay. But nonetheless, the Rams are 8-0, and then, you know, the Saints have just been playing outstanding as well. I mean, you know, at the time I started this recording, it was like 30-13, eventually became 30-20. But, you know, the Saints just were looking so good against the Vikings. They're like the Panthers, you know, just a complete team. We've always known they had a great offense, and the defense has been stepping up. You know, Marcus Davenport so far looks like the gamble has paid off for the Saints. But then after that, you know, you can make a good argument that the Panthers are next. I mean, I know the Redskins defeated the Panthers, and they both have the same record at 5-2, but the Panthers just look like, overall, they just look like a more complete team than the Redskins. And not taking anything away from the Redskins, because, you know, the offense has certainly picked up now with Alex Smith under center. And their defense looks really good. There's no question, especially that front line. I mean, with Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, that defensive front just looks really, really good. But let's see them keep doing this against stronger teams, because, I mean, their collection of wins isn't the greatest. You know, yes, they beat the Panthers, but other than that, they really haven't beaten anybody of note. I mean, and they've lost to the Colts, who have certainly been up and down, to say the very least. They're only 3-5, and then, of course, they had the Monday night game against the Saints, and they got absolutely blown out. You know, that game was never close. They really, and then other than that, you know, they've beaten 2 in Arizona. I mean, they beat the Packers, but the Packers are very inconsistent. And then they just beat the Giants, who, of course, you could argue are the worst team. Whereas the Panthers, of course, they've beaten some good teams. Dallas isn't too bad. Cincinnati's 5-3. Philadelphia looks like they're getting back to where they were after their win over the Jaguars. And then even this week against the Ravens. You know, the Ravens are 4-4, but their defense have been playing so good all season. And that just makes this win even more impressive, because they put up 36 points against the Ravens defense that came into week 8, like, I think top 5 in the league in total defense. I think they were 2nd against the pass. I mean, they were high up there against the pass. And, you know, again, like top 5, I think, or something in total total defense. And the Panthers put up almost 400 yards of offense on them. And, oh, by the way, the Ravens also came into week 8 with the most sacks in the league, with 27. They had a big fat goose egg in that department against the Panthers. I mean, there was very little pressure on Cam Newton. I mean, for most of the game, he had a clean pocket. There were some times, obviously, that he had to scramble a bit and was pressured, but he did not get sacked. And that's a credit to the offensive line, which I will continue to say has blown me away with the way they've been able to gel together after all the injuries in the preseason. You know, I mean, this, at the start of the season, this was almost like a makeshift line, and then, you know, you bring in Chris Clark off the street and you plop him right in at left tackle. Well, Chris Clark has been playing pretty damn good since he's come to the Panthers. And then, you know, Taylor Moton just continues to dominate, really. I mean, he's just been so effective. And again, a credit to the entire O-line for not allowing a sack against, like I said, what has been a really good Ravens defense. So, you know, there's definitely an argument to be made that the Panthers are the third best team in the NFC right now. And, you know, I just think they're going to continue to get better. I think the fact that you are showing now that you're tough to scheme against because you just have so much talent, it's going to be hard for opposing defenses. And that's why next week is going to be a long week, I think. You know, starting to look ahead to next week, they play the Buccaneers. Buccaneers defense is not good. Well, let's start by saying that right now. The Buccaneers defense is not good. This Panthers offense is going to get after them, and they are going to continue to score points. It's just a matter of, is Fitzmagic back? Because, as you guys, I'm sure, have seen, Ryan Fitzpatrick got back into the quarterback role because Jameis Winston just is unreal right now. This is amazing how much he has fallen off. You know, he throws 4 interceptions against the Bengals, gets benched, and then Fitzpatrick nearly leads a big comeback against the Bengals, but ended up falling short. And now the Bucs are 3-4, continuing to show that 2-0 start was a bit of a fluke, because that's now 4 out of 5 losses. But again, so, you know, you look at that to me is like the big matchup right now, and where the Panthers are going to have the biggest advantage is that this offense is going to really get after the Buccaneers defense, I think. I don't know how the Bucs are going to even slow this offense down over the course of 4 quarters. You know, I don't want to get too confident or too ahead of myself, but I mean, I'm already starting to feel pretty good about the Panthers' chances next week against the Buccaneers. But I mean, they got to get ready, because this could be a classic trap game, because it's a tough, you know, you're playing an inferior opponent against the Buccaneers, and then you've got the short week coming. Because remember, after Sunday, it's the Thursday night game against the Steelers. So, you know, this could be your classic trap game, so the Panthers have to be ready. But I'm, you know, I can't see why they wouldn't be. It's a divisional battle, you know, and obviously these division games are key, especially since, you know, you've only played one so far and you lost it against the Atlanta Falcons. So these games are still important. So the Buccaneers or the Panthers have to be ready for the Buccaneers. And I see no reason to think they wouldn't be, especially playing at home. So we'll take one more quick break, come back, and kind of wrap things up here on this Victory Monday edition of Locked On Panthers. But before we get into that, I want to thank another great sponsor, our friends over at Swap.com. Hey, listen, guys, isn't it crazy how much we pay for new brand name clothes? Why do we buy new kids' clothes if they're just going to outgrow them in a few months? You know, wouldn't it be great if there was a place that we could find great discounts, you know, save a lot of money on gently used clothes? Now there is. Swap.com, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store, where you can save up to 90% off retail price on your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. Listen, stop driving store to store and sifting through racks. You guys can easily sift through millions of clothes right here on Swap.com in just seconds with easy-to-use filters to find just what you need. Because listen, guys, over 14 million tons of textiles are wasted each year. And shopping secondhand at Swap.com helps prevent that waste from polluting the environment, which is something we can all feel good about. So again, you can check out Swap.com. They've got just about they've got so many brand names, and you could save a lot of money. They've got quality hand-inspected items that are added to daily. And if something doesn't fit, you can enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days. So, listen up. Special offer for you listeners. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's one word, LOCKEDON, just like all the other codes. Same thing. LOCKEDON gets you 35% off select items for your first order. So, again, swap.com, promo code LOCKEDON. 35% off select items on your first order, and you can find new deals every day on swap.com's homepage. So again, that's swap, SWAP.com, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. And of course, a shout out to our friends at Loci. They've been with us a couple weeks. I just want to continue to give them a shout out. Again, they're great. They're a great product with the Game Day collection. Again, the great bracelet that they have with the Panthers colors. And of course, they're big. The fact that they have the daily balancing, water. Again, holds water from Mount Everest, which is, if you've ever seen the bracelet, they're all kind of like made like balls in a sense. The white one in the middle is the water from Mount Everest, and on the other side is the all black one. That's the mud from the Dead Sea. And again, it's a constant reminder to keep a balance between the highs and the lows in life, because of course Mount Everest is the highest point on Earth, Dead Sea is the lowest point on Earth. It's that daily reminder to just keep a good balance in life. Again, especially someone like me, always trying to, with a lot of stuff that I deal with on a daily basis, obviously life happens. So this is a nice way to remember to just kind of calm down and take things easy. And again, the bracelet itself is real nice, especially the Panthers one. It's got the Panthers logo. It's got the Panthers colors, the blue, the black, the silver, gray, it's got it all, so it's just awesome. So if you guys want to check it out yourself, you just go to loki.com. It's loki.com, and use the promo code Panthers25 to save 25% off their entire Game Day collection. And I mean, they've got a lot of bracelets. Again, it's not just the NFL. If you guys want to check out the NHL, if you guys are a fan of the Carolina Hurricanes, or if you're a fan of Clemson football, number 2 in the nation, they've got them. Or North Carolina State, they got it all. So go check them out. Panthers25 is the promo code, and you get 25% off the Game Day collection. So to kind of wrap things up here, so again, big win for the Panthers. Again, just, you have to be impressed with just how effective they were on offense, how effective they were on defense. I got to touch on this note too, because I haven't touched on it yet, but the three takeaways from the defense, the two interceptions and the fumble recovery. Start of the second quarter, Kyle Love basically blows up Alex Collins in the backfield, forces the fumble, and the Panthers recover. So it started the second quarter with a bang, and that really kind of helped get the Panthers in motion, really build that momentum, and the Ravens never really seemed to recover after that. And then the two interceptions, the one was thanks to the pressure from the Panthers. Flacco scrambling right, is just outside the sideline, throws almost across his body and ends up right into Mike Adams' hands. So big play for Adams, but a poor, poor throw from Flacco. And that's also something else I talked about quick with Matt Williamson, was, not to take anything away from the Panthers defense, but Flacco was a mess. Flacco was, it was far from his best game. Looking at Flacco's numbers, he ended up 22 of 39 for just 192, one touchdown and those two interceptions. And then Lamar Jackson came in toward the end of the game when the game was basically out of reach. Goes 4 or 5, 46 yards, but he also threw a touchdown. But again, so Mike Adams had an interception, as did Captain Mullerlin. Of course, Captain Mullerlin is going to be someone we're going to track now, because he ended up with a hamstring injury during the game. Ron Rivera said it kind of tightened up on him. So we'll see as the week goes on. Corn Elder, of course, ended up replacing him. And I mentioned, if Munnerlin can't go, Corn Elder, I'm still pretty, I've always been a fan of Corn Elder, but certainly you'd like to have Corn Elder or Captain Munnerlin out there, but if you have to roll a Corn Elder, then so be it. And of course, you are facing three good receivers next week in Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and DeSean Jackson. But the question, of course, is who's going to be the quarterback, whether it's Jameis Winston or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Nonetheless, you know, Tampa Bay looks like they're a bit of a mess. But again, you know, big plays for the defense there with the two interceptions on Flacco. You know, and they held Alex Collins to just 49 yards rushing on 11 carries. Again, I think the fact that the Panthers got out to as big of a lead they did in at halftime and into the third quarter, you know, the Ravens had to kind of get away from the running game. And usually that kind of spells bad news when you start to get a little one-dimensional, like the Ravens kind of ended up being in, you know, as the game progressed, and especially into the second quarter. But like I said, nonetheless, big win for the Panthers against a very good defense. Again, final score, Panthers 36, Ravens 21. Panthers now 5-2 on the season, still holding strong to that first wild card in the NFC. The second wild card at the moment is actually the Chicago Bears at 4-3. Actually, it was Chicago going into the Sunday night game with New Orleans leading and I believe about to win. Actually, at the time of this recording, it did go final. Saints won 30-20, so Saints are now 6-1. Vikings 4-3-1. So actually, Chicago now leads the North at 4-3. Second wild card at the moment now is actually the Seattle Seahawks at 4-3. So, you know, just real quick, I'll run through the NFC playoff standings, and then we are going to get out of here. So it's the Rams at 8-0, Saints 6-1, Redskins 5-2, Bears 4-3. Those are your division leaders. Panthers hold the first wild card at 5-2, Seahawks at 4-3, and then right behind them you've got the Vikings at 4-3-1, Packers at 3-3-1, Eagles at 4-4, and then a host of 3-4 teams. So Panthers looking good as far as the playoffs go. I mean, obviously a lot of time to go, still 9 games to play, but you have to really like the position that the Panthers are in heading into Week 9 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Buccaneers as the week progresses. Again, hoping to get the crossover in this week. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get the crossover last week. Hoping to get it in this week with the boys over at Locked On Bucks. But until then, we're going to wrap it up here, or at least, you know, for now we'll wrap it up, I should say. Thanks so much for listening. I know I kind of yapped quite a bit, but, you know, certainly, you know, you could talk for a good while on this one with all the stuff that went on. But we're going to stop it there and let you guys enjoy Victory Monday here. And as always, thanks so much for listening. Really do appreciate it. Remember to find me on Twitter at @Bill_Ricetti, R-I-C-C-E-T-T-E. Follow my work at Panthers Wire, Bengals Wire, and my college basketball work, which will be starting soon, which I will have an announcement soon about the new home of where I'll be posting my bracketology post. So very excited to get that underway. But until next time, keep it locked here with me, Bill Ricetti, on the LOP podcast. That's Locked On Panthers. Enjoy Victory Monday, and we'll see you next time right here. Until then, take care, my friends.